Yeah, we're trying to make telephone contact.
Yeah,
we'll do that in a minute. All right, let's do birthdays this morning at 6:16. Yeah, I know. Well, we gotta get moving.
I missed this in the production meeting. Okay, here we go. Birthdays. Tommy Chong is 74 years old.
He's the one who's still looking for a job.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Bob Dylan is 3 years younger than Tommy Chong. Hey. He's 71 years old. Easy. Gary Berghoff from MASH Radar is 69 years old. Singer Patti LaBelle turned 68. Priscilla Presley turned 67 years old today. Yeah. Still looking good. Yeah.
I guess. When was the last time you saw her?
Well, she's had work, too.
That's true.
She really could afford it.
Actor Alfred Molina is 59. Roseanne Cash turns 57. Actress Kristen Scott Thomas turns 52 years old. John C. Reilly. He's in a lot of funny stuff. He's 47 years old today. And Billy Gilman, the little country singer.
Oh, yeah,
He started like when he was two or something.
Always does little country.
Yeah. He's 24 years old now.
Yeah, you know what happened to him in his music career?
His voice changed,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
Actually, we had Little Billy and Heavy D also has his birthday today.
Heavy D?
Yeah, he's 45. He played.
Never see him in the same place.
He played a school counselor in Boston Public.
Yeah,
I think you're correct.
Yeah. And a guy who I think is a really good actor, Alfred Molina.
I said him.
Sorry. He's 59.
There you go.
Tommy Page? Do we know Tommy Page? Is that Patty's son?
Page isn't that, weird of a name.
Is it Jimmy's brother?
Yeah. I mean, when you start thinking about Pages, I mean, there are books full of them.
Have you heard of high-speed internet? I mean really fast internet with download speeds up to 12 megabytes per second and upload speeds up to 3 megabytes per second. It doesn't matter if you live in town or in the country. That's right. Even if you live in the country, high-speed internet is available to you. If you want really fast high-speed internet where you live or work, call Starfire today. 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Just think, high-speed internet available at your home or office. So make that call to Starfire today, 776-2215, and get all the details.
Hi, this is Dusty. What my family missed the most about living in the country was high-speed internet, but not anymore. The high-speed internet Starfire satellite installed at our house is fast, and it's great. The satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite can get you set up with high-speed internet just like they did at our house. Call Starfire today at 776-2215. That's 776-2215, and you can have high-speed internet for your home or office.
Hi, son. How was school?
Good. We learned about Thomas Jefferson and George Washington. Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence with a feather, and George Washington was our first president.
You're right. State Board of Education Chairman Barbara Cargill is making sure all kids in Texas learn about our founding fathers.
Why didn't he use a computer?
You'll learn why America's the most special country in the world, and because of Barbara Cargill, you'll learn why they used feathers and not computers.
I'm Chair Barbara Cargill, State Board of Education. Vote May 29th. Kids count with Cargill.
Paid for by Cargill Campaign.
This is David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to take this opportunity to thank all of our customers for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 30 years. CTWP offers a variety of manufacturers, and your investment is backed by the award-winning technical staff. Find out why thousands of Central Texas businesses call CTWP their copier company. For a free consultation, call CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Just point, click, permit.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, now is the time to register for your 2012-2013 parking permit. Go online to transport.tamu.edu before July 10th and register.
It's fast. It's easy. Just point, click, permit.
Anytime, day or night, log on. transport.tamu.edu. Don't wait. Register for your 2012-2013 parking permit right now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services, moving forward for you.
There you go, News Talk 1620. WTAW will be connecting up with Ben Downs, Mr. Downs. We figured, an event this big, we need Big Daddy there.
And we need a broadcaster of the year.
That's it. So
we need a Jefferson Award winner.
You know it. So he is in the media, the VIP media area, and
which is right next to the general public area.
Yeah, true. Now, as a little bit of housekeeping, if you are going to watch the implosion on our website, then we would suggest you use Internet Explorer. Okay, Internet Explorer is where it works. That Mozilla thing's not performing well for us. But anyway, so The sun is coming up. What I needed to look at is what are the winds doing right now?
Uh-huh.
Because it was a bit breezy. And let me see. Well, the winds are out of the south at 10. Now, with the implosion taking place and the winds out of the south, I dare say that there may be some dust that blows into Bryan. And I don't know if the city of Bryan has done anything to keep that from happening. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because we thought yesterday that Mr. Sokol said that there might be some blowback, literally, from Bryan.
Yeah, right. We heard what he did.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So anyway, what we're doing, quite honestly, is waiting on cell service to clear through. So, because every time I call, let me hang that up, and I'll call over here. We'll try to call Mr. Downs right now, but
see what happens.
Yeah, I've been trying. Okay, we'll see. By the way, if
we're sorry, your call cannot be completed as.
Thanks, appreciate that. Now, one of the other things, Chase, you might want to chime in on this since you know more about this, but we're suggesting people don't try to download anything or upload anything from the site simply because there's not going to be a lot of bandwidth available maybe with everybody with their cell phones. Does that make sense?
No.
Oh, I thought we were going to wait until after 7 o'clock if they wanted to try to send it to us.
Yeah, just email us the link. That's all we've said.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
If you post it, we'll get you some YouTube hits. Yeah. We'll just repost it.
We'll make you a star. All right. Trying again for Mr. Downs.
Ah.
And apparently they are on schedule, because I spoke to Ben just a little while ago.
That would be like 6 minutes or 7 minutes from now.
Yes, it would. It would be 7 minutes from now. Mm-hmm. So let's see if we can get through.
Three ringy dingies.
I'd say it's going well. I'd say it's going well. Yeah. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seemed like.
This is Ben's phone. Please leave a message.
It sounded just like Ben's phone.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, yeah. Can we get some, can we get some natural sound from over there? Is that possible? From KAMU? And we want to thank the folks from KAMU.
No, because their camera's actually in the O&M building. Oh. So.
Do you think they have a microphone out there? You think it's outside or it's inside? Do we know if it's inside the building?
I'm sure it's inside. I don't think that I'm not pulling any audio from them right now, so I'm not getting any audio from them.
All right, okay, let me take care of some more business then.
Okay.
And then we'll come back for the implosion. 625, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, let's go out to the implosion site. And it's
Implosapalooza? Is that what we did?
Implosapalooza. Implosapalooza.
I can't say that.
Doesn't matter, just the implosion site would be fine. All right, now, what is the attire?
Well, Joe Sokol is wearing a coat and tie.
Really?
Chancellor Sharp is wearing a coat and tie. And the gentleman from the New Development, whose name eludes me because I'm just that good of a reporter.
That's Mr. I Got a Lot of Money is who that is.
Yeah. He's wearing a coat and tie. After that, it's pretty much, it's pretty much NASCAR out here after that, you know.
Yeah. What time did you arrive on the site?
I got out here about 5.
Did you?
Yeah, and Lily's with me. I mean, talk about a trooper.
No kidding.
Well, so she's going to run my personal camera because that's the most important thing is to make sure I've got a video of this. So.
Folks, I just want to let you know, just so you know, I mean, Ben is on the National Association of Broadcasters Board.
Yeah.
He is the current chairman of the chamber. I mean, Lily is getting to go to places that... Well, quite honestly, she won't get to go in a couple of years, so she's taking advantage of this. Because, you know, in 3 years, they're going to go, who? Ben who? I don't think
I made my mark. Matter of fact, I've used indelible ink on most of it,
as a matter of fact. There you go. So now, where did you have to park?
We parked in parking area 50, and we're over here. Actually, we're much closer to Texas Avenue than I originally thought. But we have a good view, got a few live oaks here in the way, but it's not a big problem. You know what? I had a chance to talk to Joe Ferrari a little while ago. I've got some audio tape, or at least what I consider to be audio tape. I believe it's just ones and zeros on a chip made in China.
That's true.
But he's 92 years old.
Yeah.
And he was telling me about I said, what's your biggest recollection when you were building this building? And he said, the day that they said interest rates went to 24%.
Yeah, yeah. Strangely, that's true. Now,
and I remember that. I remember he was into, you know, he was over here building it and everything, had his interim financing, just working away as best he could, and then suddenly the interest rates just started climbing skyward. So that was really something.
So we had that peanut farmer in the White House. Is that right?
You know, that's the thing. He recalls Reagan being in the White House at that time.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah. Anyway, so now I guess the question is there any way to estimate the crowd?
I think I was doing pretty good with my analysis earlier. I'm no good at crowd estimation, but as I look around, it's about 3/4 of a bonfire.
Oh.
And, it's a big crowd because they're scattered all over. They're all over this, the polo field out here.
Now,
and so, you know, fortunately, those of us in the media are being kept away from the riffraff.
Yes,
and
that's good.
Yes, there are armed guards and metal fences that are keeping people at distance.
As I have it here,
we have to wave at the crowd and sign a few autographs.
Sure.
Yes, okay.
As I have it, we are 1 minute away from implosion.
Well, they haven't sounded the alarms yet, so I'm just kind of, you know, I'm sitting here waiting.
Okay.
But they handed out dust masks and they handed out earplugs a little while ago.
Is there any advertisement on either of those?
No. Oh. It's ad free.
That's just a missed opportunity.
Yeah, I suspect any minute now. Oh, the song playing is Final Countdown. Very clever.
Oh, that's good.
Oh yeah, they're good.
Okay.
You know, I used to do. People were saying, you're going to do the explosion on the radio. And I said, yeah. I mean, you know, it's going to be difficult to describe, but you are dealing with the man in Bryan College Station who used to do the play-by-play of the bonfire.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, so if you can make stuff up when the bonfire is going up, then you can do this.
Yeah, Ben and I used to broadcast the bonfire.
Wow.
Yeah, we did.
I mean, like bonfires, Christmas parades, and building demolition.
Yeah.
If you can't see it, we're here for you, buddy.
Yep. We did all that kind of stuff.
I hope no one plans on this being the report of record on this deal, but that's okay.
Well, you're live on the air, so as far as anyone else knows, it is.
That's right. I mean, there are people.
Oh, we're on the air? Oh.
Yeah. There are people listening all over the world right now here.
See, there's a lift truck over there. Some people have got their camera, and they're in one of the fire department lift trucks.
Oh,
and let's see, what camera row got here? It's got 12 cameras, most pointed at me.
12 cameras?
Yeah. So
really?
It's, Lily points out that I've just stepped on my headsets, but that's okay. I'll be all right.
So we're talking about TV stations from outside the market?
I think, don't we have that many of them here in town now?
Well, we could.
Yeah.
All right.
It looks like it. I'll ask. Ma'am, which TV station are you with? You're with Fox, local? So 28? Okay. Fox 28's here.
Oh, okay.
So we can go ahead with the explosion now.
All right.
So we're good.
Oh, ma'am, so we'll make their 7-minute newscast. Oh, cool.
Oh, okay. So you're, okay, Fox, maybe, see, you guys aren't going to, like, get in a fight or anything, are you? Okay, you're getting along okay today? Good. All right, good. Okay. And Oder's up there. Michael Oder is here from KBTX, so that's good. He's talking into his wireless microphone with it under his arm and all. So that's the media review we have here.
Wow.
I would like to point out that even though by my standards, by my atomic clock, thanks AT&T, the demolition is late now.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we're at 31.
We're approaching 32. We'll be at 32 in about 10 seconds.
I don't know where we're going to go here. And I tell you that because all of the dignitaries, Mayor Berry, Jefferson Award-winning Mayor Berry, Joe Farrar, and John Sharp are all still looking at the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know if they're worried about us. I don't know if they think we're going to suddenly turn and go. Or if they know things are just running late.
If you've gone to that much trouble, why would you leave now? You know, you may as well stay until it's completed and then go ahead and go. Now, did they take the advertising of the company off the building?
No, it's still there. It's coming down with it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I didn't know for sure. And
how's the video feed working? The manager in me just has to know.
The video feed's working fine as long as it is best to use Internet Explorer.
Mm-hmm.
I had great difficulty making it work. Actually, I was not successful making it work with Firefox. So if you want to watch WTAW.com/plaza, there's also a link on the main page at WTAW.com. And special thanks to our friends at KAMU for providing us with the feed. And also, ancillary thanks to the Department of Meteorology for letting KAMU borrow their observation deck.
Thank them for building that building so that they could put the camera there.
Yeah. That is a really good shot they have, too, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the best shot, and that's the best shot in the house.
As I was
looking at it before I came over here today to make sure I hadn't overslept. The building was still standing, but it was looking really good.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
And again, the winds from the south-southeast at 10 miles an hour.
Putting the city of Bryan at risk.
Well, I mean,
of a good dusting. I was talking
actually,
to the
mayor. It would be more of a College Station thing if there's south-southeast, right?
Well,
it's coming out of the south. So, I mean,
okay, that's good. Never mind. I'm sorry.
So we'll see what happens. Once again, now, are there trash bins for the masks?
Oh, good point.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Once you have your mask, it doesn't matter how much dust is on it. You're just gonna have to live with it.
Now, did you wear a dark shirt so that the dust would show up?
No, I wore a dark suit. That way, I can just kind of walk out there like a snowman.
So you are in a suit as well?
I was hoping it would be a dramatic picture and it'd get picked up by the Associated Press or something like that.
If that's the case,
that would be my chance at fame here.
You'll need to wear goggles then.
If I could put goggles on and get covered in dust, I'm saying that picture is going worldwide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because then that would be Rubblepalooza then.
Yeah, Rubblepalooza.
Yeah, that's easier to say than Implodapalooza.
It is.
Yeah. Oh, Michael Oder came over. Let me double check here. What have you got, Michael?
There's a 10-minute delay we're hearing from the demolition team. So we're a couple minutes into that 10-minute delay.
Oh, why? Don't they know we're here?
I think they're well aware of the people who are here.
And they're still going to delay for 10 minutes? Don't they know we're the media?
We've reminded them a lot. But you know what? They are taking their time, and I'd much rather them have a delay and make sure that they get it right than let's rush into this.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of like a community outlook. I mean, actually, I was Jay Stokel for 5 minutes now, but I'm just saying, you know, Oder is wanting it to be right and to be good. Done well, but I mean, really, if something were to go wrong, that would be interesting to see as well, don't you think?
Well, it would put us on the map once again for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah. So what we need to do is we have some programming that we probably need to take care of if we've got 5 minutes.
Who knows how much time we have? Yep. But whatever you do,
okay.
Don't
hang up. Got it. Yeah, got it. Okay. 6:38 News Talk 1620 WTAW. As Implodapalooza is on the. Well, it's like an old rocket launch, you know. We're kind of on hold right now.
Isn't it? Don't you remember those days? Didn't you hate that you'd sit there and then they'd put a 30-minute hold on the launch and all that?
Yeah.
I know. Well, and by the way, I just thought I'd let you know the text you sent me at 6:15 just arrived.
Oh, good. glad that went well. Yeah.
That just came in. So, is it going to rain on us?
I don't think so. Why?
I mean, look at it outside.
Oh, there are some clouds. Well, those are those south-southeasterly winds at 10 miles an hour. Let me update that to make sure we are at just 10 miles an hour because,
it's a little breezy.
It is.
Oh, look, there's a smart guy. He's got his airplane up there circling, so that's good.
Oh, well, he's going to have photographs available for the media.
Yeah, I need to remind Jay Sokol so he can add 4 people to the count there. So.
Oh, that's right, for the number of people that will be here for this.
They turned the music down. What do you... just turned the music back on again.
No.
Okay, But the guys, I'm watching the guys from Precision Demolition are taking pictures with their iPhones. So what do you think that means?
That's the before picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shortly before.
I think so.
Yeah. But, you know, the people on the dais have not left their chairs.
Mm-hmm. Hold on.
A 2-minute delay.
Jason, no, 2 minutes away.
Two minutes away.
Oh, okay. So we got showtime here.
All right. Well, that'll be, that's fabulous.
You want a little music now?
Yeah, let's go.
I just don't know. Oh, no. Royce Hickman just tripped over the molt box wire.
Uh-oh.
Come on, Royce.
There may not be any audio.
I think the TV row just dropped out, Royce.
People are standing.
Yeah, right. AD. What are we doing?
This is John Mellencamp with a little background music as they prepare to have the walls come tumbling down. See?
Yeah. You can't fool me. I get it.
Yeah. Very good. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Very clever. Very clever.
Okay.
I should go tell the guys running the music they forgot one.
Yes.
All right. Well, all of the dignitaries are standing up and approaching the demolition box.
Okay.
Did we ever decide what a good closing line for this would be?
Not yet. Yes. I think what you sent me was if did you get my answering email to text you?
Chase, do you and Tom have something that would be appropriate for the final closing words here for this thing? Do you think?
Oh, I'm sure I can't outpith you. So whatever.
beg your pardon.
Outpith. Yeah. Well, we don't want to get into any.
Dean from one of the other radio stations just tripped over the wire, so that was good.
Okay. Because if you tried to... never mind. I like that pith. All right.
Yeah.
The four of them standing up there ready to go, and I'm sure that we're just now waiting on... I guess there's one guy with a walkie-talkie someplace, huh?
Yep. I think it's impressive to note that Jason Byinski is carefully still seated in the viewing stand. He is not, as originally thought, going to be touring the building about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, there'd been a rumor of that.
Oh, here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2. Wow. I'm hearing cheers. I'm seeing crashes.
Big, huge dust cloud. That's one small blast in College Station. One pile of crap left behind.
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah. Yeah, he's happy. He's happy.
Oh, they're applauding me, I think.
Oh, good. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow, that was cool to see. I've got to tell you, it was loud. Could you hear the big explosion?
Nah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It fell to the west, it was really interesting. That's where the first explosions went to the west.
Yeah.
And started leaning that direction.
Uh-huh.
And then there was on the side, on the north side, it looked like it was the elevator shaft was the last thing to fall.
Wow.
As there was a brief moment there that you'll see when you see the video on this, you'll see that it was still standing as there was building falling all around it. And then it kind of tumbled over, the walls fell as well, and went over there far to the west. And the dust cloud is going, congratulations, City of Bryan, you're getting a piece of this one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Souvenir.
That's it.
But the dust is clearing from it, and it looks like everything fell right where it was supposed to. As long as it was supposed to fall to the east, it's all right there, huge pile of rubble.
Once again, we are not the ones to decide if it fell just the way it was supposed to, because we didn't know. That's our best guess.
But I don't see any of the police cars moving.
Okay.
Nothing frantic.
Excellent. Well, having done that, okay. Well,
it didn't fall on the Exxon, right?
No, I think everything's good. I think Cherry,
so in their opinion,
Cherry can come to work in about an hour.
Okay.
Just fine.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
and all the dignitaries there are wandering off. So
yeah, they're wandering off, huh? Okay. Well, then I guess we've done what we needed to do.
I guess we came, we saw it fell.
Yeah,
I think that's a good thing.
All right,
Ben. I was watching live from our balcony, and I think it lasted about 3 seconds less than they had predicted. They'd said 7 seconds. I counted about 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to hand this to Mayor Barry and let her just tell you her impressions of the explosion.
Let's do that.
Mayor, here you are. Scott, Tom, Chase.
Good morning. Good morning, Mayor. How are you this morning?
You're going to have to talk real loud because it was loud over here.
I tell you what, you did your part by pushing on the pushing down on the handle. You did a great job there.
Well, that was, I think, sort of the easy part. The hard part was getting up to be here. But it's amazing. I'm looking over there, and there's nothing there anymore. I mean, it's just amazing.
I have to see
the trees, and I think there's rubble behind the trees, but that's all I see.
I have to tell you that when they went to the 10-minute delay, we thought of you. I turned to Chase and said, Mayor Barry's saying, I had to get up 10 minutes earlier than I needed to be here.
was actually on site at 5:40.
Wow. Good for you. Good for you. So,
who said I don't make sacrifices for the city?
You know, you really do. That's, well, you know, for the pay that you get, it should be that way. So, any other final thoughts there as you watch this monumental pile of rubble sit there and
well,
dust around?
I mean, I'm not thinking of it as much as a pile of rubble as a, you know, kind of like a phoenix that's gone to the ashes and is going to be rebirthed, because it's going to be a phenomenal gateway at that corner. The plans and what else is going on in Northgate. So it's really kind of the beginning of the revitalization of this whole university corner. It's exciting.
It is. That's it. Thanks, Mayor. I appreciate it.
Happy to talk to you. Let me give you back to Ben.
Thanks. Okay. Well.
Well, there we have it. You want me to see if I can get Joe to talk? Well, no, Joe's over with his family right now.
Yeah, he'll be signing autographs later.
Yeah. It's a little bittersweet for Joe, right?
Oh,
now.
Sure. Sure.
Family. Yeah.
Oh,
He pushed the button. He put a lot of life and a lot of years into building this. You want me to see if Joe would like to talk
well,
to us at all? Or
if he would, sure, that'd be fine. It would. Yeah, we'd like to do that. I mean, that's
Let's see if I can. Joe, would you mind talking to the folks back at the radio station for just a minute? Okay, Scott's on the phone right here. There we go. Hello?
Joe, good morning to you.
Hey, Joe.
Hey.
Yeah.
Glad to have you with us this morning. Listen, give us your thoughts as you watched that, because I know they were bittersweet, probably.
Yes, that's right. It was. It's just amazing to see a beautiful building like that go down so fast and took so long to build. But now that it's over with, when life goes on.
But I know that you've got a lot of photographs that I'm sure any number of people are probably going to want to be sharing you to share with them in the weeks to come, because obviously the Ramada Inn was the centerpiece of College Station for so many years.
Yes, it was a very enjoyable time at that time too. I've enjoyed just about every minute we had. Even though we had a lot of problems, it was an enjoyable problem.
Certainly I think I speak for everybody in Bryan College Station when we have to say thank you for what you have done for this community. And again, the growth certainly centered around the Ramada Inn for many years, and for you to have the courage to do that and fulfill the dream that I know General Rutter came to you with. He asked for it, but you are the one who had to make it happen, and we thank you for having done that.
Well, thank you. I felt real proud over it, believe me. But like I said, it was bittersweet, and now you go to the sweet part before the bitter was going down. That's about it.
That's it. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate the time this morning.
Thank you, sir.
Yep, Joe Ferrari. Okay, Joe Ferrari, who built that thing. Yeah, pretty cool.
Wow, what a gentleman.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, they sounded the all clear, so I guess I'm looking at it now because the dust is completely cleared. There's, you know, they had the green fence around there. There's not a brick on the other side of that fence. It is just, it's just the technology that has to go into this, the planning, the engineering. It's amazing. These guys have done this before, and they've done it bigger than this, because this went without a hitch.
Super. All right. Thank you for being there for us.
Sure. Take care. See
all
you
right,
guys in a little
you.
Bit.
Okay. And, there you go.
And we should add that because if they just sounded the all clear, College Station Police have already said that it'll take about 45 minutes to reopen all the streets. So right now, if you had to put a timeline on it, you'd probably say 7:30-ish before all of those streets in that area that were closed are now reopened.
Hello?
Hello. I got it on video. I thought y'all might want to show it.
Absolutely. If you can, do you know how to post it? Do you post to YouTube?
I can try.
Okay. If not, try to post it to YouTube and then send us the link, or just try to send us the video. Send it to news@WTAW.com.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Hi there.
Hey, I'll let y'all know that dust is already settling around Tanglewood Park. That's near Villa Maria and Carter Creek, for those who don't know. So it's sort of coming up in the air and coming back down on us down here.
Wow, interesting. Thank you. I appreciate
that.
Got
over there quickly.
Yeah.
That's covering some territory right
it
there.
It is. That's,
of course, you got to figure, and it would, you know, that's an angle that I just now thought of as far as talking to some sort of, you know, I don't know if it'd be a physicist or what, as far as the amount of force pushing that dust out. I mean, just how much of an area it could cover and things like that.
Well, so, and the other thing to think about is, our audience is the only one who'd be smart enough to understand what they're saying.
True,
too.
True.
So, you know, yeah, we like that. All right, there we go. We're off and running, and obviously, as
so now we're going to start the show, right?
Yeah, now we're going to start the show.
This is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back.